So we, next week is Bajika night. The week after that is Kalamoid. So we'll be back on in 3 weeks. Right, 2 weeks is Yontif. Is Yontif itself, yeah. So what I did was I put minimal Makaros here to try to, you know, the Sugya goes for a blot before there's a two dots, and it's, so there are isolatable little units within it. So I picked one small one, so hopefully you can finish it, because I don't want to be in the middle of something, and then 2 weeks from now try to pick it up. It's not, 3 weeks from now, it's just not going to happen. So, so the mission on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So what we're going to do is going to read about an Amud of Gemara to just figure out the Gzera, the mission is talking about, what is the reason for it, and we're just going to try to flesh out a few points within the Gzera, and then, as we'll see, there are little issues that come up along the way, which we'll probably have to do in 3 weeks. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows, Yitzayim and Beis. Chal Yos Achar Shabbos. Well, we've seen this Mishnah before, we mentioned it. So if Yom Tov falls on Moshe Shabbos Sunday, so Beis Shammai Omrim Matbilin Esakol Milifnei HaShabbos. Beis Shammai says that anything you have to bring to the mikvah, people, clothes, Kalim, doesn't matter what, you have to bring it before Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Kalim Ifnei HaShabbos, vessels, clothes, things like that, you have to bring before Shabbos, you cannot bring it to the mikvah. Shabbos Yachtav, v'adam b'Shabbos, but if the person himself wants to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, so he can. V'shavin, but they both agree, sh'meshikin es ha'mayim, b'chli evin l'taharan, but they agree that you can do hashaka on mayim. So what's hashaka on mayim? Right, meshikin means you can allow the water to kiss. So as Rashi knows, what meshikin means is mishayesh l'mayim yafin. There's Rashi here in the Mishnah. Mishayesh l'mayim yafin, lishtos. If you have good water to drink, vinitmu, but then that good water becomes tameh. Remember, good water, or the fact that most of our water that we drink is good water, barring like Flint or something like that, is like the city of Flint. And the story made it to Canada? Yeah, I think so. Okay. Vinitmu. So that's... most of the water is good. Their water was b'chal not good. They barely drank water. Right? They drank alcohol because it would purify. It was more purified and it killed the germs and things like that. As the Gemara itself says, right? During in a base avel, they limited the number of cups of wine you could have to 10. Right? People drank wine. They drank beer. They drank alcohol. They didn't drink water. But sometimes you had good water, but that was a little bit rare. So let's say that water became tame. So then, mamali mehin kli even. So you would you would put them in a stone kli. Why a stone kli? Because stone is not mekabel tuma, right? V'nosnam b'mikveh mayim meluchem, and then you would put them in a mikvah. And sometimes the mikvah was not good water, salty water, right? Not fresh water. Ad shem mashik mayim lamayim, until the waters would kiss, just a little bit. So now they were found to be planted and attached to the waters of the mikvah, and they were batel to it, v'taharo, and they purified it. There's no such other tahara for food except with water. It's not tvila, it's zriya. It's called planting it. So what Rashi is explaining here is based on the Gemara Pesachim, is that there's a halacha called Ashaka. In addition to Tvila, the way Mayim has its own halacha, water has its own halacha, the way you make it tahor is you touch it to the mikvah water, and then it's as if it becomes part of the mikvah. And once you do that, so then the water becomes tahor, and in the end of the day, most of your water is going to be fresh water, right? All you did was touch it. As soon as it touches, as if the whole thing is now tahor, and even though in reality all you have is 95% fresh water, a little bit of salt water, which is still drinkable, halachically, it's as if it all joined in the mikvah, now it is all tahor. Now Rashi here has two lishonos of how it works, right? He says it works either through zriya, right, you plant the water, so to speak. Right, you plant it back because the mikvah is, so to speak, natural water source. You plant it back in the ground, or it's batel, right, or it's right. It's becomes nullified in it. It's not really clear which of those is the primary formulation. But if you look here on the source sheet on 3 and 4, you'll see the different rishonim isolate those two aspects of it and are a little bit clearer. The Piskei Rid in 3 says, oh sure. So Piskei Ridin 3 says, Kevan de hushku le mikvah, since they kissed the mikvah, batlu le mikvah, they are batel, they're nullified to the mikvah, verehin tahorin kamei mikvah, and since they're nullified, so the water in the mikvah is tar, and since the water in the mikvah is tar, so that water is too is tar also. V'dafka mayim b'mayim, but it's only water in water. Yesh lomer de batli shehein min echad. Only water in water can be batel because they're the same thing. Aval shar mashkin lo batli, but other things would not be batel, couldn't be nullified because they are distinct objects. You see that he picks up on that lusho, that it's a function of bitul, and that's why he thinks that explains why only water uniquely has this halacha called ashaka that you can purify it because it needs to be bimino. The Shita Mikubetz in 4 says no, it's not a function of bitul. It's not a function of bitul, and we can't explain it that it only works with water because a mikvah has to be water and it has to be nullified and therefore it has to be menacha. No, he just exeres hakasuv b'mayim bilvan. It's exeres hakasuv v'fi shechorzim litivanu l'mikaram, because they return to their source. They came and ain't tahor and midin tefila, and since it's not tefila el midin hashak, it's this unique halacha called hashak. Hashamina minasha b'dvim kelim b'telchos and mayim tmeim b'shashin b'mikvah. Reinki ilu uravim mea mikvah menafkim midin mayim shuven. So you put them in these kelim, and it becomes as if they are not drawn water, they're fresh water, but it's exeris akasuv because you're allowed to return them to their source. So you see that these two, Lishonos and Rashi, the Piskei Arid and the Shita Mikubetzes, each take one of them. Rashi himself is ambiguous, and the Shita Mikubetzes thinks that this is exeris akasuv, that you return the water, so to speak, to its natural source, and therefore, since what makes the water invalid is its status as mayim she'uven, that it is drawn water. But if it were mechubar to the ground, if it was connected to the ground, it would be impervious to tuma. So hashaka allows it to become part of that source. The Piskarid picks up and says, no, maybe this is just a function of batala, and the reason it's limited to water is not because it's a gzeres hakasov, but because it needs to be batel. In order for it to be batel, it has to be min b'mino. Why couldn't be mevatel min b'sheino mino? Interesting question, but he doesn't clarify. Okay. So then the Mishnah continues. Avaloma dbilin, you can't be tovel, and we'll see what the difference is. Madbilin migav legav mechabur lechabura, and you can matmel legav legav mechabur lechabura. What that means, we'll see. As Rashi says, b'gemara mifareish la. Now, why bichlal are we so worried about bringing things to the mikvah before Yom Tov? So Rashi notes here from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amud Beis, this is the second Rashi on the Mishnah, Milifnei HaShabbos, Dekaiman L'Rosh Hashanah, Chayav Adam L'Taras, Asma B'Regel, because there's a halacha that you have to purify yourself coming up to Yantif, Tichziv, Uvinim L'Sam L'Sigo, Umulkim L'Beregel, Hilkach, Yatvil, Mer HaShabbos, Tazal Hatvil, V'Shabbos Yom Tov, and since you have to be Tahar, we have to be pure once Yom Tov comes in, so if it's Aser to go to the Mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you have to do it before. Right, so it's not just, the Mishnah is not just telling you if you want to be Tovel, you have to do it in this way. It's telling you actively have to go to the mikvah before Yontif. And remember, this is especially true if you're being Ole Regel, because you need to be Tahar, you need to go to the Mikdash. Okay, so that brings us now to the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, so why is this Aser? So the Gemara is about to present several possibilities, and we're going to read an Amud through until we get to what is going to be seemingly the conclusion of the sugya. So the Gemara says as follows: "Dechulei ama mias kli b'shabas lo." Everyone agrees, at least, that kelim you can't bring to the mikvah on Shabbos. My time, why not? So Amar Rabba, gzeira shem yitlenu biyado v'yavi renu arba amos b'shus harabim, because we're worried that you might carry it four amos in b'shus harabim. And this is Rabba's position throughout Shas, right? Gzeira de Rabba. It's true, he says this by Lulav. That's why there's a Gzeira de Rabbanan, that we don't take Lulav on Shabbos, and we don't blow Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. All of that is Rabba. Every single time we have the position is Rabba. Gzeira, Shami Yitlanu, Dalet Amos, Bishus HaRabba.
I'm sure you don't want to get into the issues between Lulav, Shofar, and Megillah, and this, but this it seems
well,
to
we,
be...
We will.
No, my issue is that looking at this, this is such a daily type of thing that a person can do in contrast to lulav and that thing, which is not. So this gzera seems to be done mostly, originally, possibly, I'm not sure, But it would seem that the bottom line is we don't want him to carry, but that's something that person would do every day. And whereas a lulav and the shofar...
You know, so, but would that make it better or worse?
Would be less of a gzeira because people would watch themselves more.
Or it would be worse because they're... We'll see. The Rishonim will say that it is better than the others because, as we'll see, most of the other Amoraim argue on Rabbah here, even though we paskin like Rabbah in the other case. And that's what the Rishonim will note, why this case is unique. I hope I put the sources here. I'm pretty sure I did.
It's more habitual.
Oh, I did. I did. If you look, for example, okay, we'll just read it. We'll do it now, so you bring it up. The last source. And the Shittim Mekubetzet here, and it's also in the Rajah, but the Shittim Mekubetzet said shorter. So we're looking at the Shittim Mekubetzet. Right? He notes that, as we're about to see, the other Rishonim are going to challenge Rabbah. So the Rajah and the Shittim Mekubetzet say... Well, why do they only challenge him here? We paskin like Rabbah everywhere else, and here we seem not to. We seem to provide other explanations for this gzeira. So he says, Perish, kidigazar gabe lulav shofar megillah. Why does it make sense by lulav shofar megillah? Dechevan shu boil a kayim mitzvah. This is basically what you said. He said, look, since people there, it's a once a year mitzvah, people are so excited to do the mitzvah, they're going to forget about the Isser of Shabbos. They're bohu lakayim mitzvah, the tefilas came to regal, mitzvah yikala meichash. So Rabbah draws an equation and says the same thing is true by the mikvah, that the mitzvah of being tahor in the regel is going to motivate them also to run to the mikvah even on Shabbos, and they're going to forget the Isser of Shabbos. But he says, Uvaha ein alach kmoso. But in this case, we don't paskin like him. Aba lulav shofar megillah alach kmoso. But we do paskin like him in lulav shofar megillah. Why? Mishum dihi mitzvah Rabbah v'ichel mechash tvei. Those are bigger mitzvahs. They're once a year mitzvahs. Tefillah's not. So it's more likely that these, you know, exciting once-a-year mitzvahs, people are going to be so caught up, I need to hear Megillah, I need to hear the shofar. They're going to forget that there's an Isser to carry on Shabbos. Tefillah, not so exciting. Okay, it's a mitzvah, but whatever. Mishum zelo yadina mikvod yarcha mashenken mil b'Shabbos. Fine, then he gets into something else. I think that just got copied by accident. Okay. But the Shiva Gaza basically says what you said, that Rabbah equates all mitzvahs and says one might always forget that he is not allowed to carry when he's doing a mitzvah because he's caught up in the process. But we, in the end of the day, don't accept that. We say what Gerard said. No, certain mitzvahs come once a year. We're worried you're going to forget it Shabbos. Everything else, no. And that's why we're going to suggest different reasons for this gzeira. So the Gemara continues. So Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, "Really? But Yeshlo bor bechatzeira ma'ikal meimar. What if he has a private mikvah in his chatzer? So you're going to tell me that he's going to carry dalad amos for sarabim? He's not. It's in his chatzer. Amar le gzeira bor bechatzeira to bor b'shtarabim. It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira that you can't do it in your bor." Atu, because you might, if we let you bring it to your mikvah in your backyard, you might end up bringing it to the mikvah." In Rishus Harabim, something more says Hatenach Shabbos. Okay, that works for Shabbos. But Yom Tov Ma'ikel Meimar, you're allowed to carry. Right? There's no way sort of carrying on Yantif. So the Gemara says Gozer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. They were Gozer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Now Tosfos says, and this connects to something we said earlier in the year. He says the law of Gzeira L'Gzeira the Yom Tov V'Shabbos Achasi. Right, because we know there's a rule of Engos and Gzeira L'Gzeira, and since that is going to be the unspoken problem in this sugya, that is what I devoted many of the Makaros here to, because otherwise the sugya is quite baffling. But Tosfos notes that here the Gemara doesn't ask, why isn't this Gzeira L'Gzeira? We know you can't make Gzeira L'Gzeira, because he says Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same thing. So this connects to what we saw earlier, is that in certain ways Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate into a single Kiddusha for halachic purposes. And this is one of those cases where Tosfos thinks that this solves the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira, and it easily falls under the context of Kula Chada Gzeirahi. Now, since I'm aware that this whole sugya sounds very strange, and every time we have a discussion in the sugya, in any sugya, of Ein Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira, it sounds weird. That's why I devoted Makaros to it, because otherwise the sugya sounds weird, but we're going to hold that. We're just going to get to the Gemara first, and we're going to come back to it. But that point, again, we won't get back into the sugya, but that connects to that shita that we saw before. Now, Tosfos just notes a practical point here. Why is it that every time we have an issue of carrying, of Gzeira D'Rabbah, we're worried you're going to carry four Amos B'Shus HaRabim? Why are we never worried that you're going to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim? I mean, before you get the four Amas and Rishus HaRabim, you have to carry from your house into the Rishus HaRabim. Why are we worried only the Arba Amas in Rishus HaRabim? So he says, Tema first tells us, Amaylo Kamar Shema Yotzinu Mirishus HaYachal or Rishus HaRabim. Why are we worried about that? He says, V'ish Lomar, Shishikeira B'Pesach B'Gifufei HaChatzer. He said, look, what are we worried about? We're worried that you're going to totally lose track. You're going to forget. So he said, that's easy if you're in Rishus HaRabim and you have to carry four Amos because there's nothing stopping you. But leaving your house, right, like there's a, it registers, I am walking out of my house. So it's less likely that you're going to forget you can't carry out of your house because you have to open the door, you have to pass the doorway, you have to go out of your chatzer, you have to, right, there's a, right, to get to Rosh Hashanah from your house, you first have to go out through your door, you have to walk through your chatzer, and you have to get from the chatzer to the mavui, and from the mavui, eventually you'll get into Rosh Hashanah, and there's so many steps, it's unlikely you're going to forget. At some point you're going to wake up and realize I can't carry out. If it happens to be that your objects, you already, you know, you parked your car, you parked your donkey outside in Rishus HaRabim, and now you want to take it from the mikvah, so there's nothing stopping you. You know, you're on your way to shul, and you pass your donkey, and you realize that you have your you know, salad bowl on your saddle, and you, on your way to shul, like, okay, I'll just bring it, right? There's nothing stopping you, there's no heker. So he says that's why Rabbah is always worried, specifically, Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, and not the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so the Gemara then continues. Omigas Rinan, really, we make this type of gzeder? Why? Vatnan, the Mishnah says, V'shavin shemeshikin azamayim b'chli yefet l'tara. And the Mishnah said that you're allowed to purify the water through the process of ashaka, of alomad bilim, you can't do tefillah. So he said, V'i isa, if the problem is you might carry, then tefillah, hashaka, what's the difference? Nigzar hashaka atu hatbala. So then you should answer hashaka also, because it's the same gzeira, it's the same logic, right? If you're going to carry, so you're going to carry water, you're going to carry a kli, you're going to carry whatever you're going to carry, you're going to carry. The Gemara says, no. V'tizbra, does that make sense? Yisle mayim yafi hanilama lila mevad lehu ashaka. That can't be, because a guy who doesn't have, why is a guy bringing his good fresh water and sticking it into the mikvah that people go to the mikvah in? Right, I understand it's not so much water, but it's disgusting. He says, why are you doing that? He says, El Talisle. He has no other water. There's no other explanation of why someone would do that. If it came in the Lisle, and since this guy has one cup of water, Mizer Zayr Bahu, right, he isn't like, he's really concentrating, he's going to be careful. Now, I don't understand. I'll be honest that I don't understand this, because Mibchinati, right, it's, if he has no water, and the only way he can drink water is by taking his only water of the mikvah, he's more likely to make a mistake than less likely. So what it means, Mizer Zari Bahu, right, that that's going to make him remember because he doesn't have it. And Rashi says, so Rashi therefore says, it must be that it's not what it sounds like at all. Right? It sounds like he's going to be Zahir and not carry Rishus HaRabim. Rashi said that obviously can't be, because then it makes no sense. It must mean something totally different. Rashi says, no, Mizer Zahir Bahu, Shelo Yitmu. He's going to make sure that he doesn't end up in this situation. The cave in desire, and since as much as possible he's going to avoid this situation, if it does happen, it becoming tame and being the circumstance is rare, and rare things we don't make xeros about. So it's not that Mizer Zayir Bahu, that he's not going to carry, because no, if you have no water, you're more likely to get caught up and end up walking Rishus HaRabim because you need water. It's that people are so worried that they're going to have to do this, that they're going to try to avoid ever being in the situation. Mimela, it's a rare situation, and we have another rule of psak, right? We've now talked about one of them, engos and gzero. We don't make second-order gzeros. The second rule that is at play here is that milsud lo shchicha l'gazur be'rabanan. We don't make zeros for rarities. Yes, Howie? Okay. Like I said, this Gemara just sort of screams out to understand these rules, so that's what we're going to do, but let's continue. So, Esve. So then the Gemara challenges this also. Madlin bidli tame vihu tahor. You are allowed to draw water with a tame water bucket. Right, Rashi says, bidli tame vihu tahor me'e love. Right, and it will become tahor, right, like by itself, right? You're not going to do tefillah, you just need a bucket, and you haven't have a tummy one, so yeah, it will be going into the mikvah. This is not exactly like being tovel your kli for the purpose of, through the water, demasnisin da asur, because that's what the Mishnah said was asur, to do a harama of sorts. Da'asim kolatzim lo bayla tahir bein mayim bein kli, because there you are coming for purity. Hilkach mucha milsa de tefila. So therefore, it's clear that what you're doing is tefila. V'taima de tefila asura mishum de nira kemetakin kli. Hold that thought, because this is going to be a problem in Rashi. Rashi says the reason that it's usher to be tovel is because you're fixing a kli, derabanan. If you're fixing vahimechzi, aval hacha ina kol yodim, and everyone sees, aval hacha ina kol yodim shadli tamei. Here you just happen to have a tamei bucket, so it's not clear that you're doing it for the purpose of tefillah. Barom erlish of mayim alaluaya tzarech. So people will just say, "Look, you're drawing water. It happens to be tummy. Big deal. Fine." So the Gemara says, "Ve'i isa nigzor dilmaasi le'atvule be'ene." Right? Why aren't you worried that if you allow him to do this, he's going to come and do straight tefillah? Why don't you make a gzera l'gzera, so to speak? So the Gemara answers, Shiny awesome mishum shalo al yaday dol yo zacharhu. There, since you're only allowing him to do it because he's drawing water, he'll remember that it's only mutter to draw water, even if it happens to be tamei, but not to do a straight tevilo, so we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Now, the implication, the simple read of the Gemara, is that if we wanted to make a gzera l'gzera, we could. It's just that we don't in this case because we're not worried that we're going to come to a gzera l'gzera. The Gemara doesn't use the word gzera l'gzera, but that's basically what the Gemara is saying. Why don't you set up a gzera b'hashaka otu hadvala, which both levels are mutter midaraisa, and the Gemara doesn't answer ein goes from gzera l'gzera. It says because we're not worried that it's going to come. So that's right. This calls into question the rule of ein goes from gzera l'gzera. So hold that. Then the Gemara challenges again. He says, "Eisve, is it true that we're goes there? But we know that kli shenitma merav yomtiv. If the kli becomes tamei on erav yomtiv, so ein matbilan also biyomtiv. So then you're not allowed to bring it to the mikvah yomtiv. But biyomtiv, but there's a special halacha that if it becomes tamei yomtiv itself, matbilan also biyomtiv, then you can. Vim isa, and if it's true, they were worried you're going to end up carrying, etc. Nigzer di yomtiv atu the erav yomtiv. So be goes there yomtiv from erav yomtiv. So the Gemara says again." It's rare that something comes tamei on yantiv. So if it's something that's uncommon, we aren't goes there. Ase, the Gemara challenges again. Kli shenitma ba'ava tuma. If something becomes tamei mi'ava tuma, meaning tuma de oraisa, ein matvilan oso b'yom tov. And as Rashi says, because then it looks, then it's nirak and misakin. If you're fixing a daraisa tuma, it looks like you're fixing it. Bivlad atuma, but if it becomes tamei from something which is itself only a vlad, so then the tuma is only derabbanan. So then matbilan oso b'yom tov. Then you are allowed to bring it to the mikvah yom tov. Vim isa, and if the reason that you're it's usher is because you're carrying, or you might carry nigzer ha tuha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for one sec. What is the location of the mikvah in relation to where you are? In other words,
you're at home, and the one we're worried about is in Rosh Hashanah.
So then, even when they're saying it's lo shchiach, how can he physically be taking it?
He's not allowed. Oh, in yantiv he could.
So okay, so it's not nigzer on yantiv.
No, it's aser mishum gzer on yantiv.
Right.
But on Shabbos it would be aser midaraisa because you can't carry, and because we're worried about Shabbos. So that's how Rabba is explaining it.
Okay, but on going back to water that's tamei, the first case that you're allowed to do.
Right.
Okay.
On yantiv.
We are talking about a case where the mikvah is in
Rosh
Hashanah.
Right, yes.
Just trying to clarify
yes.
The case.
Yeah.
Does this mean that if it was yantiv starting Wednesday, there'd be no issue of taking it to the mikvah?
No, because that's what the Gemara points out, Tosus points out. Well, Tosfos clarifies in the Gemara is that Gozer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, that Yom Tov and Shabbos are considered the same thing, and therefore, even though the Gzera was for the purpose of Shabbos, we are Machmir on all Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Yeah.
Okay. The Mishnah is B'Shabbat.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying this line here, Shabbin Shemashkin, the Tefillah.
The Mishnah talks about Shabbos, the Gemara then includes Yom Tov. But the Mishnah implies Yantif because Otherwise,
but if it's Yontif,
okay, I'll clarify that. The Mishnah says Shabbos,
right,
but implies Yontif, because if you could do it on Yontif, so why are you doing it before Shabbos? Just do it on Yontif itself.
We're talking about that Yontif is
Chal Yos Achar Shabbos, a Sunday, and you
right.
need to be Tahor by Yontif.
Right. But the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. But Shabbos Tameshkin Amayim B'Kli Avim Matarad.
Right.
Is that on Shabbat?
It's on Shabbos and implies Yontif. Because right, because the case of the Mishnah is you need to be Tahor by Sunday. So the Mishnah tells you, so how do you do it? You do it Friday. So, but if you were allowed to do it on Sunday, which is Yontif,
right.
so then why would you do it Friday? Right. The answer is that both Shabbos and Yontif are Aser. Right, so the implication of the Mishnah is that Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos for these purposes, because otherwise do it Sunday. Why you bother doing it Friday?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just being a little confused here. When it says V'shavin Shemashkin Amayim V'kli Evan L'Taharan,
that's even on Shabbos itself.
That's even okay. So now on Shabbos itself, you could have the water kissing, as you put it.
Right, as long
and
as you
put the mikvah, then it's in Rashut HaRabbah.
Well, obviously that you couldn't do, but if you had a mikvah in your chatzer and you could solve the other problem, there would be no gzeira problem.
Okay, so now we've added another thing that we don't have the gzeira on the bore in your chatzer, and that's what this is talking about.
Right,
saying
I mean, that was
you
right.
bore in your own chatzer. You could do the tefillah.
Right, because that was how the Gemara started, right? That if you have a bor in your chatzar, the only thing stopping you is gzeira. If it's Birshas HaRabim and it's Shabbos, what stops you is the Daraisa. But since we're worried you're going to end up in that situation, we ossered you from bringing it even to your private chatzar mikvah
on Shabbos. That's what I'm trying
to right? And then the Gemara says, and even on Yom Tov goes there, Yom Tov atu Shabbos. Right? So what we're according to Rabbah, we're worried that you are going to carry something in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and because of that, we aser even in your chatzer on Yom, even on Yom Tov.
Right. So I just want to say that what we're talking about in Gemara is a mikvah that's actually not in Rosh Hashanah, but it's in your private that would
or the Yom Tov. I mean, we're either talking about the gzeira applies either to a Shabbos case in your private mikvah or a Yom Tov case in Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
I mean, a case where the daraisa doesn't apply, right? Because Gemara is trying to figure out the gzeira, not the. The Daraisa is true whenever it's Shabbos and you have to carry. So then the Gemara continues again. Eisve, klishinit maba'aba tomam. We just read that one, right? Yeah. No, we did that one. So the Gemara says, no. Vlada tomeh hechim mishkachas. So when is something tomeh bevlad? When is that relevant? Only gabe kohanim. Because for chulin, it doesn't matter. If something is a vlada tomah, meaning it's a rishon, so then if it makes something tomeh, it's a sheni. Now that doesn't have relevance outside of the world of outside of the world of Truma, but that's important in the world of Truma because it would passel Truma until Shlishi. So the Gemara says, who worries about things which are Nitma B'Vlada Toma, meaning having Shnios around, Shnios L'Toma, Kohanim. And Kohanim is Rizamim, and therefore we don't have to make Zeros for Kohanim. And Tashma, now the Gemara tries to prove it, Amar Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Nida She'en La Bigadim, if a woman is a Nida and is ran out of clothes, Ma'aremes V'Tovelet B'Vgadah, she can do Ha'arama, and she can go to the mikvah in her clothes. And again, this is going to be something we have to we'll touch briefly. And Moshe has a famous tshuva about this case. V'im Isa, if it were true that we are gozer all these multiple levels, nigzar dilma asi latvila be'inayu. So why don't you asar her from toveling her clothes because she might bring them separately, meaning we're saying it's mutter for her to go with her clothes because a human being is allowed to go to the mikvah on Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif, and Kalim aren't, but why don't we forbid her from going with her clothes? Gzeira, she might carry her clothes rather than wear them to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam, mituch shalahutra, la el yidei malbush. There, you only allowed her to go because she's wearing them, zechurihi. She's going to remember that the only reason she's allowed to go is because she's wearing them, which is mutter on Shabbos, because it's not carrying, and therefore she'll remember not to carry it separately, and therefore we don't have to make a gzeira. Rav Yosef says, no, why can't you bring kalim? Because not all kalim are pots and pans. Some of them are, as we just said, clothes. So why aren't you allowed to bring clothes to the mikvah? Gzeira, mishum schita, because not because we're worried that you might carry our bamas, which is a rabbin, we're worried that you might squeeze them out. So Amar le Abaye tenach kelim dimnei schita. I know that works for clothes, because they can be squeezed. But kelim dimnei abnei schita. I know what about a pot? Right, something that can't be squeezed. So why is it also bring a pot to the mikvah? So the Gemara says, Ma'ikalameimar. What can you say there? Amar le gzera hani atu hani. It's a gzera on top of a gzera. The Gemara says, Esve kol hani tiyufta v'shani lekiddashi. And Shina, we asked all these questions. You tried, and then we gave all the answers above. Right, we just went through all the questions that we said before. We do it again. Rabibi, Omar Rabibi said, look, I don't like each possibility you bring up here. You end up coming to its gzera on a gzera, which we, with an exclusion for Kohanim and an exclusion for this and an exclusion for this. I don't understand the whole sugya. I have a different reason for the whole thing. Rabibi Omar gzera shema yisheh. No, the reason we don't let you do it on Shabbos is because we're worried, or Yontif, is because we're worried that you're going to leave it for Shabbos and Yontif. And we don't want you to do that. Right? We want you to enjoy Shabbos and Yontif. We don't want you to spend your whole day bringing things to the mikvah, and therefore we set up a gezeira that you have to do it earlier. Because if we didn't say it was also on Shabbos and Yontif, you would wait till Shabbos and Yontif, because, look, I'm working till Erev Yontif, 7:30. Right? I don't have time to go to the mikvah. I'll do it on Shabbos. That's when I'm off. No, we don't want you to do that. Fine. And Tani Kavasi Dira Bibi Klishin and Mamir of Yamtov and Mutinos of Yamtov Zerma Shema Yesha. Rav Amar Rava says no. Vipneshanira Kimitakin Kli. The problem is it looks like you're fixing a Kli. Yahachi Adam Nami. Then what about a person? Also, Nira Kimekar. When a person goes in, it doesn't look like he's fixing a Kli. It looks like he's taking a bath. And that's fine. He's going to cool down. Okay, then the Gemara continues on qualifications of this. But so far we've seen several reasons why. Is it usher? So the Gemara says either it's Zer Darabah, and we saw why people reject that. Or it's a problem you might leave it to Yontif, or it's a problem of Schita, or it's a problem that it looks like you're fixing something on Yontif, right? It's a Kein Makeh Bepatish. So that's all the reasons the Gemara raised, and we noted why might you not like number one, because people won't forget and carry, right? That's what the Shittim Kubetzet says. Why don't you like the Schita one? Probably, as the Gemara said, because not all Kalim are squeezable. It seems like a Gzera, Al-Gab Gzera. Why wouldn't you like Gzera Shemayisha? You might, right? Or you might think, we don't make Gzeras like that, but that seems to be at least, that's the one the Rambam likes. And Rava says it's because of this Kain Makeh Bepatish. Now, one of the big problems in the Sugya is, if you noticed, all the way at the beginning we read Rashi, all the way at stage one, and Rashi already said, is Kimitakin Kli. Right? So the Gemara here presents four reasons. We don't find out Mitakin Kli till all the way at the end, which solves all the problems. Because if it's a Gzira of Mitakin Kli, then that's why it's also on Shabbos and Yontif. And that's why it's also, whether it's in Rishus HaRabim or whether it's in your backyard, right? All the problems that we had, that it's a Gzira and Shabbos is equivalent to Yontif, and we're worried, 10 levels of worry, right? All those evaporate when you say Rava. Right, but the Gemara didn't know that yet. Right, Rava introduced it the last step. So how can Rashi telescope Rava's reason all the way back to the beginning of the sugya? Right? It's not like sometimes Rashi will tell you in the Mishnah what the conclusion is. That's legitimate, but it's not legitimate for him to explain all four shittos in the Gemara Aliba the Rava. It's clear that everyone else disagreed with Rava because everyone else. According to Rava, it's very clear. Why is it Asr on Yantif? Because Makeh Patash is Asr on Yantif. So Mitakin Kli is Asr on Yantif. Why is it Asr in your Chatzer? Because you're not allowed to fix Kalim in your Chatzer either. Right? All the why is it a problem even when it's a pot and not clothes? Because you can't fix pots and pans either, right? All the problems evaporate, and yet no one said Rava. So how can Rashi read Rava in all the way at the beginning of the Gemara, and this is what the Rishonim really, the Rashba already notes this. He said, I don't understand this. But the person who deals with this most systematically is the Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua here in 1 says, you know what, it must be that we misunderstood the Sugya. We think that the Sugya is presenting reason after reason after reason after reason, and then Rava comes up with this Chiddush, his Gzeira Shem Mitakin Kli, which solves all the problems. And you just say, you can't be told something in Shabbos or Yontif because it's like fixing something. But he says, no, that's not what happened. He says, Hatalo Makshach b'Shabbos Paragma Madlikan. This original sugya is in Shabbos. Diktani Hasam Meinmat Bilanis HaKelim. There the Mishnah says you can't bring Kelim to the mikvah. Nira the Hasam Shabbat Rav Yad at the time of Mishnah Mitakin. He said, why? Because there the sugya already knew that it was about Mitakin. That this was a Dirabanan of Makeh B'Patish, of Bona, whatever it is, of fixing. Teda. How do I know? Because Dikstani Hasan Bahadei Ma'asrin Vein Ma'arvin. Because the original context puts Tvila with the Isser of making an Eruv on Shabbos, on Yantiv rather, Shabbos Yantiv, and being Mafresh Trumas and Meisers on Shabbos and Yantiv, which are all Gzeira Shem Mitakein, because they're all Nirik Mitakein rather. They're all a form of fixing. They're a Makeh B'Patish Derabanan. The Bekulu Taim Mishu Mitakein. El Dahasha Kashale Latamud of a time in the base Hillel, the Savri Adam the Shabbos. He said, what happened in this Gemara? We read the Gemara and we assume that we find out at the end that it's Nerik Mesak. And he says, no, that's not how you read the Gemara at all. The Gemara knew from step one that the reason it was Asr was because of Mesakin. Why does the Gemara bring up three other reasons? Because there's a problem. Beis Hillel distinguishes between people and Kalim. And the Gemara says, wait a second, I thought this was about Misakin. I thought that it was a type of Makib HaPatish. But if that's true, why would you distinguish between people and Kalim? It must be that there's another reason, right? And the Gzera is only true when you have both. Or maybe we misunderstood it. It's not really Nerik Misakin. But the Gemara in the back of its mind thinks it's Nerik Misakin. It's just that it has this problem. So the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe we misunderstood it. And it throws out other svaros. And the Gemara says, "Devesel samri adam b'shabes im kein mash leitama demetakein lemaydul asalak adaitid adam yerakemekar." Because the Gemara hadn't yet come up with the solution, then maybe a person you wouldn't say it looks like fixing because a person is just going to cool down. V'im kein makshe shapir kelim maytime alo v'hashda asi shapir namid mishani rabber v'yosef the time beshel mishum shemay aviran mishum schida. And that's why the Gemara suggested all these other reasons. The imnemar de less lu time of the misakin im kain tikshulit to my time of the beishamid asher fil ba'adam holo shaychi hane time. Because if you didn't have nirik misakin in the background, also beishamid makes no sense, because the other reasons, right? There's if it's about gzira shemayir if you render dalat amos b'rishus harabim, so does that make sense for a person? No, you're allowed to walk through rishus harabim. Gzira mishum schita. That doesn't make sense with a human being either, because he's not squeezable. His hair, fine. His hair. We could defend that position if we really wanted to. But the position that it ossers people doesn't work with these reasons either. So he said, what happened? What happened was, everyone knew that Beis Shammai held it was about Misakin. The problem was they were thrown off the scent for Beis Hillel. Because they said, I don't understand. If it's about Misakin, so why should a person be mutter? Because a person, it also looks like you're fixing him. Beis Hillel, kabal lemeir, less lo time in Misakin, midashari adam, king near Levi, and besamoch. So the Bnei Yeshua says, so what happened? Rashi looked at the Gemara and said, look, Beis Shammai we know is about Misakin, because that's the only reason that it should be usher for people. Beis Hillel, we thought, couldn't work with Misakin, because if that was the case, you shouldn't distinguish between people and Kalim. So we threw out all these other svaros. But in the back of our mind, we're like, really, we'd like to say it's Misakin because that's the most logical. It's just that it seems like it doesn't work. So what did we do? We said, maybe it's Shema Yafi Renu, and the Gemara shot it down. Maybe it's Shchita, the Gemara shot it down. And then eventually we said, you know what? All the other possibilities don't work, so let's come back to our original assumption that it was Nirik Misakin. And once it has to be Nirik Misakin, the Gemara says, okay, but if it can't be anything but Nirik Misakin, and I need to defend the position of Beis Hillel and the distinction he makes between people and Kalim, oh, it must be that there's a reason even within Misakin to distinguish, namely that a person that doesn't look like he's fixing, it looks like he's just cooling off in the bath. But why is Rashi reading Nirik Misakin into the sugya? Because the Gemara is assuming the whole way through that Beis Shammai is Nirik Misakin, and the Gemara really wants to assume that that's true for Beis Hillel. The Gemara is just throwing out other possibilities. But it's not like Nirik Misakin is a chiddush that comes at the end. No, we started with Nirik Misakin, had a problem with it, threw out other svaros, and then eventually came back to it. So Rashi assumes, and that's something Yeshua defends Rashi. He says, why does Rashi read it in all the way to the beginning of the sugya? Because everyone really wanted to agree with Rava. It's just that there was a kash on it. So they tried other possibilities, but when they realized they were wrong, they realized you could defend Beis Hillel even within the Nirik Misakin, so they would have backtracked. And if they would have backtracked, that means that post facto, you can read Rava back into every stage of the Gemara, because everyone could potentially agree with the position of Rava. So that's how the Bnei Yeshua defends the position of Rashi. Yeah.
Okay, based on that, then Gerard's original question, the Shita Mikubetz's answer, is thrown out. Because there is no comparison to 11 Etrog.
Correct. According to the Bnei Yeshua, all this was in the Havamina. Right, in the Havamina, we thought that there was a difference with Gzera the Rabbah, right? That Rabbah himself is Gozer even by Kalim, that we might carry Kalim, and everyone else argues on Kalim but agrees by Shofar and Lulav. According to Pnei Yeshua's read of Rashi, no. Lemaskana, even Rabbah would be Moda. Once Rava comes up with a solution to the problem, so everybody can backtrack. Now, the Rambam clearly doesn't believe this, because the Rambam doesn't actually accept number 4, he accepts number 3, that it's Gzera Shema Yishe. But this is just today just to understand Rashi, that's the Pnei Yeshua understands. So again, yes, the Nafkamina would be, as you say, that we'd have to backtrack on this. The Rashba continues, and he says, "I'm really about migas rinach. He perish bekin and zevul. Makomos yesh islay vade la ba bay de gazrin and gzera lagzera." Now, the Rashba just articulates what I said is the other problem in the sugya, right? In addition to the local problem in the sugya, right? What is the gzera here? The implication of this whole gemara from start to finish is that there may be gzeras lagzeras built in here, and even when we don't set up gzeras lagzeras, we could have if we really wanted to. It's just that in this case it didn't make sense. And that's what the Rashba assumes in our sugya. Now, which brings us to the question, like I said, it's the unstated question about the sugya, which is, we generally think that there is this rule, ein gozrin gzera l'gzera. The Gemara says you can't make a gzera to a gzera. And yet, in this Gemara, you read it carefully, and the Gemara, time after time, says, why don't either... Right, Tosfos is sensitive to this and says, maybe the Shabbos Yontif one is not a gzera l'gzera, Shabbos and Yontif the same thing, kula chad gzera hi. But the Gemara seems to be setting up gzera l'gzera l'gzera l'gzera, right? We're gozer bor b'chatzero atu bor b'shus harabim. We're gozer Shabbos atu Yom Tov atu Shabbos. We're gozer schita b'kelim atu kelim. But the whole thing is already gzera. So we're gozer kelim, which are not squeezable, for kelim, which are squeezable, which in turn is only gzera, because you might carry the kelim which are squeezable into... You know,
it's more than one
gzera,
then.
Yeah, it's gzera. It's what we call second and third order gzeros, right? There's gzera, l'gzera, l'gzera, l'gzera. And even when the Gemara challenges it, and the Gemara says, nah, we're not going to set up that gzera, right? We're not going to be gozer on the kohanim. We're not going to be gozer on the nida. The Gemara says, because there's no reason to. The Gemara doesn't say what it normally says, which is, no, we can't be gozer, the woman going to the mikvah, ought to her carrying her clothes, because that would be a gzera l'gzera. The Gemara just says there's no reason to be gozer. But as the Rashba says, the implication is if we wanted to be gozer, we could be gozer. We would make a gzera l'gab gzera, just that we don't want to. And time after time, what jumps out at you with this sugya is that the Gemara, in each time it backs off of a second or third order gzera, it doesn't back off because we can't make the gzera. It explains why we don't choose to make the gzera. But that just begs the question, right? Isn't there a better reason? Couldn't we just say this whole sugya makes no sense because ein gozrin gzera l'gzera, so there's one gzera and that's it? How can you build second, third, fourth order gzeros? This sugya is so complicated because you're building this mountain of gzeros on top of each other. So this brings us to the question, which I figured, again, we don't have that much time, so I figured we just tackle this, is... As the Rashba notes, what seems to be olef from this sugya is that fundamentally we are allowed to be gozer gzera l'gzera. We just don't. We don't usually. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So that just brings us to, well, what is really the rule of gzera l'gzera? So where does this sugya come up? So it comes up in 5. And so the Gemara in Yevamah says as follows, Haha, ilav shnios paga be'erva gufa. The Gemara says, why do we have shnios l'arayos? Right? All the derabanan arayos? Because the Gemara says, if you don't have shnios l'arayos, people will end up sleeping with the arayos. So the Gemara said, what's the source? Rav Kana Amar Mehacha. Mishmartim es mishmarti. We have a directive from the Torah. Protect the Torah. That's how we're reading it, right? Which we read as asu mishmart l'mishmarti. Now, that's not what it means in context, but fine. Right? That's what we say it means. So Amar Le'abayla Rav Yosef ha'daraisi. But if that's the case, if there's a chiyuv da'araisa to protect their abanans, so aren't shnios l'arayos daraisa? The Gemara says, now, daraisa, they are daraisa, upershu rabbanan. But the rabbanan interpreted it. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kol ha'Torah kula nami pershu rabbanan. What are you talking about? The Gemara, the whole Torah is daraisa, and the rabbanan explain it. So the Gemara says, elami derabbanan ukras machta ba'almu. It's derabbanan, you're right, it's derabbanan ukras machta ba'alma. Now, what does this Gemara, what does the conclusion mean? So, it's not clear. Now, one way of reading the conclusion of the Gemara is that the principle of asu mishmeret l'mishmarti, this whole notion that you make a shmeret l'mishmarti, that you make one derabanan to protect the daraisa, and then the implied rule that we know, asu mishmeret l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeret l'mishmarti, which we'll see where we get that from, right, is asmachta. It's a derabanan. But daraisa, there's no such pasuk, there's no such rule. You set up derabanans, that's all there is to it. There's no source to set up derabanans like this, and there's no limitation from this pasuk. The alternative is to say no, that this is a local discussion about the parameters of derabanans in the context of arayos. But this is where the Gemara starts. Now, the way Rashi understands this Gemara in 7 is, this is the Rashi at the beginning of Beitza, is that Ha'adamrin v'kula Talmud she'en gozer l'gzera l'gzera. Why does the Gemara say throughout the Gemara that we don't make gzera l'gzera? May ha'ikra nafka, from this pasuk, u'shmartem es mishmarti, because we have a directive. Protect the de'oraisas, and what do we imply? Asu mishmeret, make a protection, klomar gzera, meaning make a decree. L'mishmarti, for my mishmeret, meaning l'torati, for the Torah. V'lo mishmeret, l'mishmeret shlo yase gzera l'gzera. But don't make a second order gzera. Don't try to protect the derabbanans. From Rashi, and this is found in the Machshor Vitri as well, it sounds like the conclusion of this Gemara is that whatever Elamid Rabbanan Kras Machla Ba'alma is some local comment about the Arayos Sugyas. But the rule is De'araisa. You have to make protections of De'araisa. Ushmartim is Mishmarti. And then there's an implied second. V'lo Mishmarit L'Mishmarit. It is Aser Mide'araisa for the Rabbanan to make Gzeira L'Gzeira. And that is how Rashi presents the Sugya. And Machzor Vitri, coming from his base Medri, thinks that in fact you are not allowed to be Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira. They don't have the Koach to do it. However, as we note in this Sugya, as the Rashba points out, that's not the implication of this Gemara. The implication of this Gemara is we can make Xeris Xeris, we just usually don't. But we could if we wanted to. And this is almost explicit in the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Dalet as well. This is Surah 6, in the context of Basar B'Chalav. The Gemara says, Asur Lahalos, you're not allowed to put meat and milk on the same table. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shema Mina, Basar Of B'Chalav D'Araisa. So the Gemara says it's true, even of chicken and milk. So this implies that Basar Of, the chicken, and milk must be D'Araisa, because chicken and milk is daraisa only if you cook it together. And if you... meat and milk is only asr if you cook it together. Having it... eating it together is only derabanan. And if basar of bechalav was derabanan, so then it would be a double derabanan. And then putting it on the table, the asr to put it on the table, because you might end up, right, eating it together, would be a third order gzera, potentially. Even eating it is only derabanan. And then we're going to be gozer putting on the same table because you might end up eating it, and even eating it would have to be cooked together, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, how do you know you don't make a gzer l'gzera? Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, how do you know you don't make a gzera l'gzera? Because the Mishnah says that chalav chutz la'aretz can be eaten with a non-kohen on the table and given to any kohen. So the Gemara says, you see that even though chalav chutz la'aretz, which is only derabanan, is asur ba'achila to a non-kohen, we don't asur putting it on the table. Now wait a second, what did the Gemara just say? Right? The Gemara says, we not tamed lo gzera l'gzera l'gzera. So what should the Gemara have answered according to Rashi? You never make a gzera l'gzera. What does the Gemara answer instead? No. How do you know you don't make a gzera l'gzera in the context of basar b'chalav? Meaning that when there's an isra achila, which is itself only derabanan, that you don't forbid putting on the table? Because by challah, we have the same model. We have something which is asr to eat derabanan. We don't say it's asr put on the table. So what is the Gemara saying? That how do you know that in the context of isurei achila, we don't make a second order gzera? But not that you never make a second order gzera, right? You can make second order gzeras. How do you know that Chazal just didn't make second order gzeros in the context of Isurei Achila? Because we know that in Challah, in Chutz La'aretz, which is only derabanan for a non-kohen, we allow it to be on the table. So you see, you don't make second order gzeros by Isurei Achila derabanan. But the Gemara conspicuously, just like it doesn't in Beitza, conspicuously does not say because you aren't allowed to make gzeros of gzeros. It just says we happen not to have made a gzera lit gzera. And the Mirome Sadeh, right, in 8, right, tries to defend Rashi in the Sugya in Yevamos, right, and we won't read it inside, I'll just say, but what he says, again, is that Rashi, even in the Sugya in Yevamos, where it seems to say that the whole Pasuk Ushmartim is Mishmartim, only Derabanan, he says it must be that he read that it was only Derabanan in the context of Arayos, for whatever reason he explains over there, but really, in general, there's a d'araisa. Asu mishmeret l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeret l'mishmeret. The application to arayos is d'rabbanan. But Rashi must have read that the sugya in Yevamos was d'araisa, because otherwise, there's so many sugyas that fly in his face Right, whether it be the Gemara in Chulin or the Gemara in Beitza, he couldn't have said it. It must be that he really saw the source as Yavamos, and he read away this last line, I mean, the Rabban across Machta Ba'alma, as a local comment about the Arayos issues, right? That the specific application to Arayos are the Rabbanan, but in fact, this rule, Asa Mishmarat Mishmarti, is the Araysa. And that's Rashi's position throughout Shas. But as we noted, our Gemara here in Beitza, as the Rashba notes, seems to go against. And the Gemara in Chulin seems to go against that. And therefore, we have to suggest another possibility. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not that Chazal aren't allowed to make Zeres look Zeres. They are. They are. They just don't. Why not? So the Tshuvas Gaonim, in 9, this is the Tshuvas Gaonim, Chem de Ginuza from Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Sura, I believe, in the 8th century. If I remember correctly, I looked it up once. I looked once up in Brody at some point. I think maybe 9th century, whatever it was. He just says, "Look, Shari Amru Chacham B'chol Makom Gzeira L'Gzeira Lo Gazrin Dim Gein Nismal L'Gzeiros." Said, "You know what? We don't normally. Why? Because if you did, there'd be even more Gzeiros than there already are, and just too much."
He was a visionary.
Exactly right.
This time of
exactly. Who knows what was going to happen, right? We would be gozer this. It would turn in, you know. We would be gozer der abundance of chametz, and that would turn into kinyan, which would turn into gebrach. So, right, like whatever, like you know, gzeira, like gzeira, like gzeira, right? And this nismale kol olam gzeiros. And he just said, it's not. So, what does the Tshuvas Gaonim seem to be saying? He seems to be saying that no, the simple application of the Gemara in Beitza and the Gemara in Chulin is right. You can make a gzeira l'gzeira. And that's why the Gemara in Beitza just says, not, you can't make a gzeira l'gzeira. Why didn't we bother making a gzeira l'gzeira in this case? Because it didn't make sense. If it made sense, so we would have done it. Because there's nothing stopping you. There's no d'oraisa. There's no the Rabbanan choose to limit their own power and not be gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeiros. Unless they do. Right? Unless they do. And, for example, the Rashba and the Ran, and this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, both in Yerdei Kuf Pei Gimel and also in Kuf Tzadi Vav, say, there are exceptions to this rule. For example, Isurei Kares. Isurei Kares goes from Gzeira to Gzeira because Kares is so chomor, so it's worth making a second order of Gzeira. And therefore, by Nida, you find Gzeira to Gzeira to Gzeira to Gzeira. The Ramban in Avodah Zarah, and the Chassam Sofer develops this at length, says also Avodah Zarah. Right? The Gemara says almost explicitly, by Avodah Zarah we do it. How do we know? Because the Gemara says, how did we aser wine? How did we get to Stam Yenam? Right? And how do we get to Pas and Bishol? So the Gemara says, Asru Pitan Mishum Shmanan, Ushmanan Mishum Yenam, Uyenam Mishum Binosem, Binesem, Mishum Davar Acher, Davar Acher, Mishum Davar Acher. Right? We asr their bread because of their oil because of their wine because of their daughters because of Davar Acher, which is immorality, and then Davar Acher, Mishum Davar Acher, that because that would lead to Avodah Zarah, right? The Ramban notes, it's not a second, third, or fourth, it's a fifth order Gzeira, and the Gemara has no hesitation that we were going through this, I'll do 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 Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is so machmir. According to Rashi, it's unfathomable. It's a Isser D'Oraisa to make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So what is the Gemara saying when it says Kula Chada Gzeira He? It's not just saying formally, we can call it one Gzeira. He's saying that's why it's mutter. Right? But as the Ramban and Rashba and the Ran and Marsar Shalom go, and he says, no, what are you talking about? It's just a rule of thumb. We don't normally make zeros because we don't want to fill the whole world with zeros. But if we filled the whole world with zeros that would prevent Avodah Zarah, okay, Matovu Manoim. To prevent Isurei Kares, Matovu Manoim. It is worth it. And Shabbos, which is the context in the Gemara here, right? That the Gemara at the beginning thought that why are we gozer? We're gozer atu dalat amishus harabim, which is nisra skila. Okay, so we can be gozer gzera l'gzera. We don't because it's not relevant. Because she'll remember and this and that, all types of psychological justifications. But we could, if we wanted to, we could. Now, despite the fact that this is the position of the Rashba and the Ran and the Ramban and the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvas Gaonim,
does it fit with the Gemara and Chulin?
Yeah. Right, because the Gemara in Chulin, well, no, I mean the Rashba who says we only do it by Isurei Kares and things like that.
Right, it doesn't fit with
Chulin. Why the Gemara thinks we do it by Basar B'Chalav? I understand Kares and Avodah Zarah. Why by Basar B'Chalav the Gemara thought we would, I don't know, but but that's a shear in Basar B'Chalav. Now, despite the fact that this is the simplest understanding, it's miusadol ad nipaz. In the Rishonim and the Gaonim and the Achronim, you talk to most people and they think lo shamo zeh me'olam. And when I looked for years to try to find someone who wrote about this systematically, like no one bothers writing about it. It like stares you in the face and no one bothers writing about it. Until I was looking at it again, I'm like, you know what? This sugya just stares you in the face. I was like, someone had to say it. And I found, in fact, there is. There's a beautiful chuma in 10. In the Eimek Halacha. The Eimek Halacha is Yeshua Baumol. He's Rabbi Lamb's grandfather. That's what it says on the Wikipedia page. It's Rabbi Lamb's grandfather, and there are chuvot from and to his grandson. Okay, fine. So the Eimek Halacha has a beautiful chuva, and he says, Vihine, Bahate and Gozen Gzer Lekzer Yishtevano. There's two ways of understanding in Gozen Gzer. Ha'achad. The first is that of Rashi, who that Chazal are not empowered to make second order gzeros. Like Rashi the Machzavitri said, is the pasuk the mishmartim lo mishmeres lo mishmeres. The usher ligzor yoser mechad gzer. You can't make second order gzeros. Vashenius. What's the second? Yesh lomer de me'emes ainit sir ligzor yoser mechzer achas. No such thing. Rak de mekubali tzal Chazal shlo ligzor rak chad gzera. It's just what Chazal did. They didn't normally make second order gzeros. Now, I didn't find this Shuvah going to myself. It's in his footnote, which is not in Bar Ilan, I think. But if you look at the Hebrew books one, where you can see the footnote, you'll see he quotes this Shuvah of the Gaonim. He says Emes, and he says, you know what? Beloshon Hamurgal Bashas. The Gemara sounds this way because where's the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say you can't make a gzer l'gzer. What does it say? That's already a gzera. Va'anum nekum v'nigzor. We're going to make another gzera. That doesn't sound like we can. It sounds like we won't. Right? We don't normally do it. Ah, that's already a gzera. Why would we bother making another gzera? That's what the Gemara sounds like. He says, muchak tzas, the cholos be'achacham. It sounds like they're able to ligzor rak tehu negam b'kubal. Just not what you do. Nam. He says, furthermore, begufa davar lomar, the vishmartim eino chov shetila tarak dosh al chazal, rak rishos lasu mishmeres mishmeres. He says, and you know what? Even if you think that asu mishmeret mishmarti is a de'oraisa, I'm just filling in the what's in the ellipsis here, or even if you think that the pasuk is a chiyuv de'oraisa, or if you think it's a rishos fine, let's say even if you think it's a chiyuv, right? Which is what the Rambam says. He named it a Rambam, akdom l'si yedizram nir de'vishmart mechov gomer, she'til ator al-cham lasos mishmeres ayin sham. He says, still, if he's a shuvain limod lasar gzera gzera, that would not help Rashi, that would hurt Rashi. If asu mishmeret lemishmarti is a daraisa, that means the daraisa is necessary to teach you that you have to set up zeros, not that you can set up second order zeros, but that you have to set up first order zeros. The ishlomer appears to lo mishmeres, hainu shekol kach ino mechuyavim. What does lo mishmeres lemishmeres mean? Not that you can't, but you don't have to. Right? If the pasuk asu mishmeret means you have to set up first order gzeros to protect the Torah, then v'lo mishmeret l'mishmeret doesn't have to be read, even according to what we normally say, even if there is a drasha, v'lo mishmeret l'mishmeret, it doesn't necessarily mean what Rashi thinks it means, that you're not allowed to be gozer gzer l'gzer. It might mean that you don't have to be gozer gzer l'gzer. Right? You have to set up first order gzeros, you don't have to set up second. Uli didei tzarech lomer de'inyan de'ing gzozer ela klal mekubal be'achazal shelo l'gzer. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's just, that's what you do. Avo yichol be'adam l'gzer rak shelo nagu kein. U'v'tam adavar. Now he says, now why? So then why don't you set up second order gzeros? He says, this is extremely clever. He says, why do you set up a derabanan? Because you might come to a deraisa. So why would you set up a second order gzera? Because you're worried they might violate the first order gzera, and then when they violate the first order gzera, they might end up violating the deraisa. But he says, how likely is it that they're going to violate not just the second order gzera, and not just the first order gzera, but they're going to violate both and then get to the daraisa? Not that common. What do we call not common in halacha? Milsud lo shchicha legazur be'rabana. And he says, me'ata b'gzera l'gzera, yeish l'understate stadim, shul yava lide yisur, v'avim yirapam echad, shul yava lide yisur, b'gader milsud lo shchicha. He said, why don't we set up gzera l'gzera? It's a function of a different rule, which is clearly not a deraisa, it's only a rule of thumb, which is milsad lo shchicha l'gazur be'rabanan. He says gzeira l'gzeira is by definition a milsad lo shchicha, because how often are you going to violate the second and first order and then get to the daraisa? V'im kein kamo milsad lo shchicha l'gazur be'rabanan mehay temeg gufin gozim l'gzeira dezev milsad lo shchicha shiava lasas isra v'milsad lo shchicha l'gazur rabanan. And therefore he says, all you really have is one rule of thumb, which is Chazal don't set up things for rare cases. And therefore,
if it's not rare cases, they will set it up.
Exactly. And therefore, if it turns out that you think it's very common that you're going to go from the second order to the first order, so then they will go, be gozer. And if it's something which is so machmir that we would be choshesh lemiyut, so you'll be gozer. Because you don't do something, milsad lo shchicha, unless there's a really good reason, because that milsad lo shchicha is so chamur. But if it's really lo chamur, so we'll be gozer, even if it's a milsad lo shchicha. So just to summarize what's going on in this sugya,
can I ask you a question on this before you?
Yeah.
Why are we picking on Rashi? What's what says Mefurash in his question about gzeira al gzeira?
Because Rashi, Tosfos from Rashi's Beis Medrash, right? It's Rashi's fault, right? It's in Rashi and Machzor Vitri before it's in Tosfos, right?
Okay.
Right, meaning Rashi's the one who introduced it as a daraisa, and then everyone in Ashkenaz just worked off Rashi.
But obviously Tosfot accepted that.
Oh yeah, for sure. So did Machzor Vitri. So did, it was also Talmud of Rashi, right? This is all Rashi's Beis Medrash. We're picking on Rashi because he started it. So just to summarize what we have. In terms of the local issues, so we just noted Hashaka, two possibilities. Right? Either it's about Bittul, or it's about returning it to its source. Why Gzeira de Rabba here is different. Maybe this is a Rabba was willing to extend it, but the other Amoraim weren't, because this is not a unique mitzvah. What is the actual reason in our sugya? So the simple understanding is there's four possibilities. As Pnei Yeshua notes, according to Rashi, that seems not to be the case. The Gemara Meikara knew that it was about Mesakein. The Gemara was just thrown off, right? Was thrown off the scent by the fact that we distinguish between people and Adam. And therefore the Gemara says, you know what, maybe it's not. But after there were so many problems, the Gemara came back to the original, defended it. So Hovra Davar Mafreya, that's really the reason that runs the whole sugya. All of it was just a game to get back to the thing which we started with. And the last thing is that the clear implication of our Gemara and the Gemara in Chulin is that while there are Rishonim like Rashi, Machzor Vitri, Tosfos, right, important people who seem to think Chazal aren't capable of making Zeros like Zeros, the implication of our Gemara is the Rashba knows that it's not true. Chazal can, they just don't normally do it, either because of what the Rav Sar Shalom Gaon said, because the whole world be filled with Zeros, or what the Imech Halacha says, because violating the second and first order Gzeira is unlikely, and therefore it's a milsad lo shchicha. But if that's the case, we shouldn't be surprised when you have a sugya like ours, where the implication is we would set up a gzeira lo gzeira if there was a good enough reason, which is what we find lahalacha in the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ran, etc., who think that by Avodah Zarah, by Yitzhar Kares, by Yitzhar Shabbos in our sugya, we actually will embrace gzeira lo gzeira, because if it's just a rule of thumb, there are exceptions to every rule of thumb, and if it's something that's worth making gzeira lo gzeira, then we will. Right, and that explains the weirdness in our sugya, where we're setting up gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira, and the Gemara never brings it up. According to Rashi, it's very very difficult. According to Tosfos, it's very very difficult. According to the Rashba and Rav Sar Shalom Gaon and the Ramban, the Chasam Sofer, etc., it's not a problem because it's not a real rule. It's just a rule of thumb. And our sugya, where we're dealing with Nisar Skila, so it was worth it to set it up. So that is the point I wanted to make here. And then we'll come back and we'll do local issues throughout the.